Dex knows.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
We're with Al Lucero from Maria's New Mexican Kitchen. Al, you're noted for your margaritas. Why are your margaritas so much better than most?
Well, first let me say that there are a lot of great margaritas at other restaurants in Santa Fe, and those are the ones that do what we do. They use premium tequila, premium triple sec, and fresh squeezed lime or lemon juice. We use fresh squeezed lemon juice at Maria's. Lemon juice is more consistent than lime, and we use no sugars whatsoever in our shaken margaritas. We rely on the natural flavors of the tequilas, the triple sec, and the fresh lemon to bring out that just right amount of sweetness in our margaritas.
How many margaritas do you sell at Maria's?
Oh, a couple of thousand a week. And the best part is that each one is hand-poured and hand-shaken, and they're all reasonably priced.
Quality does make a difference. And at Maria's, quality is a prerequisite to good Northern New Mexico cooking, ambience, and hospitality. Maria's, 555 West Cordova Road, just east of St. Francis Drive, since before there was a St. Francis Drive.
Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hi there, and welcome to your Sunday afternoon helping of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome my very special co-host, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of a well-regarded institution here in town, Santa Fe Trust. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Ray, thanks for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you here. We're going to have some fun today, and in a few minutes, Kathy and I are going to actually tackle a variety of trust-related topics. Again, it's not a matter of trusting you and me. It's trust as products and investments and all that kind of stuff. And
but you should trust your trustee.
Yeah. And we'll get into that for sure. And we hope that you find it very interesting. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website, as always, and check out all the businesses who are fans of the All Things Real Estate Show and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, El Aroma, offers you a variety of home carpeting and tile cleaning services and really so much more that I'm sure you'll find very helpful. And they just cleaned an area rug at our home, and it looks like it's brand new. So I am giving you testimonial that El Aroma actually is a very good company. If you want to get them for your own carpet and tile cleaning services, call them at 577-4744. Or you can also, again, check out El Aroma by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com.
I bet you everybody needs that after the holidays.
Well, you're absolutely right. And yeah, he was doing a bang-up business, and he told me, this is Joel Esparza, when I went by, he said, gosh, it took me forever to clean this rug, Ray. What were you guys doing to it? So anyway.
Good party.
As always, we've got a lot going on, and I want to remind you that if you want to send your own questions and comments to us today for me and Kathy Roberts, you can send it to rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com, and we'll try to answer them during the show. So with this action-packed program we've got going on today, I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, what's cooking in the mortgage world today?
Ray, you know, apropos your topic today, I was thinking that when my father bought the house where I grew up, he went to his friend, a local banker, to borrow the money for the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a 30-year note at their first meeting and was given a check for the closing. This was a transaction based entirely upon trust.
Oh, yes.
That's ancient history in the world of mortgages. Trust has been completely superseded by suspicion, with an added dash of desperation. Where there's money, there's fraud. The federal government's response to the mortgage meltdown has been regulation. And in the last 2 years, lenders have been subject to increasing regulation, which is not finished yet. More is coming. The result is licensing and excessive paperwork, and the cost of it, what has happened is that the cost of mortgages has gone up to the consumer by about 35%. It takes longer to get a mortgage and to navigate through the maze of documentation, and the FBI reports that mortgage fraud is up by 30%. In April, new regulation regarding loan officer compensation will most likely drive our consumer-friendly competition and will result in higher rates to the borrower. You know, it'd be nice if the current climate of political congeniality would spill over to the world of mortgages, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. For now, trust is going to remain a term for lawyers and trust companies rather than the activity of mortgage bankers.
Well, that is a unfortunate commentary on a reality, and you live with it every single day, and I know that it's much more difficult these days as the pendulum has swung back the other direction for people to actually secure mortgages. However, the good news is, as I think we want to basically reinforce again, Andrew, for everyone listening, is that if you do qualify, you do have the right credit score, you do have some assets, you do have some income, you do have a down payment and the like, that you can still take advantage of these incredibly low interest rates. Isn't that the positive message in spite of all these other challenges?
Absolutely. You know, these rates are still very low. And, you know, there are, even though there's a rumor that you can't get a mortgage, it's not all that difficult to get money. It just takes time.
Yeah. And that's a good point and another positive message to leave with the listeners. And I think, Andrew, one thing I want to talk about on some future show with you is the whole issue of credit scores, and maybe you can give a primer on that to the listeners, because I think it's sort of an area that a lot of people don't understand how important it is and how the things have changed. So can we put that on the docket for the future?
Absolutely.
Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Andrew. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I now want to welcome again Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, the largest independent trust company in New Mexico. Again, it's nice to have you on the show today, Kathy.
And, thank you. And listening to Andrew's commentary was interesting because we are seeing more of our clients who can, with enough wealth, put children's mortgages into their trust.
And that's a very good point, and I think maybe later on the show we can talk specifically about that, use some of the examples you have mm-hmm. of your own clients, because that's a very good piece of information for people to know about. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, as I said, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. And today, as I said at the beginning of the program, Kathy and I are going to discuss a variety of trust-related issues that we believe can be of great value to you. Maybe as a starting point, though, to remind everyone, Kathy, about Santa Fe Trust, what it is that you guys provide to your clients, and I guess more generally, why is a trust important?
Sure. I think a reminder to everyone is that a trust is a vehicle that people set up so they can move assets into that vehicle and reserve them for the wealth of another, whether it's a child or whatever situation that family may have. And it's a vehicle that then allows you to keep a promise, is what I usually call a promise, by utilizing that trust document to keep the person in a property, mm-hmm. maybe to keep them in school. A variety of things can be done through that trust, whether or not you're here or you're gone to heaven. So,
Well, and that's important, and I suspect that we're going to be getting some questions from listeners. We always do on All Things Real Estate, but particularly when you're here on the program, because I think the trust issue, and as we're coming into tax season, is something that people need to know about, think about from their own financial planning standpoint. So maybe let's kick off the discussion in this beginning segment of the program about how trusts relate to, as we get close to that ominous date It's a little bit different this year, though, because the 15th of...
Yeah, I think we're moved to the 18th
of...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Of April this year, which is great.
It's good. We have a few more days to give our money, hold on to our money before we give to the federal government and the state government. Sorry, you guys do a lot of good things, so we don't shy away from doing that. But why is trust planning or trust vehicles important for people as they look towards preparing their taxes?
When people are looking at their taxes and they're looking at assets that they may want to reserve for someone else or for the future or some other event, it would be important for you to plan your estate so that you move that vehicle somewhere else away from your personal taxes. It doesn't mean that the trust won't be taxed. There will be taxes in the trust, depending on what performance those assets have. So people move stocks that they might have a lower basis in that have moved up over time to have a higher cost, and they may want to move that article to something for a grandchild. So you can have a generation below you and a generation after that still take advantage of that asset and then move the taxes along with that. So there are a variety of reasons that people look at trust vehicles from a tax standpoint. And right now, everybody's in the same position. They're looking for all the documents, trying to get all those things pulled together. If your trust is with somebody like Santa Fe Trust, what we do is we'll do all that tax prep for you. We gather up all the documents, make sure that whatever you were invested in, that we get every statement, that we combine that, and that we go ahead and move all of those pieces of data to the tax preparer. We can do it using your own CPA,
mm-hmm.
or we can do it with a tax preparer that we already have, very well healed, that's on deck with Santa Fe Trust. So we give you some options,
mm-hmm.
but rather than you being the person running around the house trying to find all those documents, we've kept track of them for you all year.
And you raise a good point here because you've talked about this before, and I think it's so important for people to understand that you work as a team with an individual's, as you said, their own CPA, with their own attorney, or you actually have as part of your cadre and financial advisors, and those are really sort of the three touchstone areas
of
people that you work with. But you can either work with someone if they have all those people, or if they don't, you can recommend people that are part of your network, right?
That's right, and it doesn't really matter where they live. They might live right here in Santa Fe. We've got great people to refer them to in the taxation or CPA business. They can live anywhere, and we have a list about 8,000 strong of folks that we've touched and that we'll recertify if we need to give you referral to two or three people or people that we will work with for you.
We need to take a break here in a second, but before we do, I received a question from Sarah. Hi, Ray. Can Kathy tell us what the status of the federal estate tax is? Is that going to require more than like a 30-second answer?
It might be a little longer.
Okay,
we might want to go to break and come back.
I tell you what, Gina Thompson, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to thank you, Sarah, for your question. We're going to let Kathy sort of, she already knows the answer, but she doesn't have to think about it. But stay tuned, Sarah. You're going to get the answer to your question and other things here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ed Schultz, the most listened to progressive talker in the country. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's healthcare, the union, or the automakers, or something like...
I am probably one of the few tattoo shops where you walk in here into my place and you don't hear loud, glaring rock and roll music and hardcore sounds. You hear the loving tones of Ed Schultz.
Join me for the Ed Schultz Show. Let's get it on.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on Talk 1260 KTRC.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
The following is a public service message of this station and call to recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn, asking you to help protect the environment by recycling your old rechargeable batteries and cell phones. Chances are you already recycle paper, glass, and plastic. It's just as important to recycle old cell phones and rechargeable batteries. They're the kind you find in power tools, cell and cordless phones, laptop computers, and other cordless electronics. It's easy. Just take that old rechargeable battery or cell phone to any participating retailer. Home improvement centers, electronics stores, and other retailers all across America have joined the nonprofit Call to Recycle program. To find a participating drop-off location, call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Recycling old rechargeable batteries and cell phones is easy, and it's free. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have Kathy Roberts, the Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, in the studio with me, and we're talking about all things trust-related. We're going to go back to a question we received from Sarah, who emailed us. But before we do that, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. And then Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. We just listed Canyon Ridge as a new listing at Sotheby's International Realty, so I encourage you to go to our website and check them out. And then next Sunday, I'm just going to give you a little precursor here, I'm actually going to be interviewing Mike Plant. I told Kathy Roberts about this. Mike is on his way to the Super Bowl next Sunday. He's from Wisconsin, so we all know who he's going to be rooting for. So that'll be fun. We'll be having some very timely conversation from a participant at the Super Bowl. Anyway, back to my very special guest here in the studio, Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, in that last segment, we received an email question from Sarah. Again, hi, Ray. Can Kathy tell us what the status is of the federal estate tax?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question, especially when I was hoping that you wouldn't ask me any questions about the Super Bowl because I'm like, who's playing? So I'm happy to talk about federal estate taxes.
Very
and
good.
As everybody knows, people were sitting on pins and needles waiting to see what was going to happen. Most things were preserved. However, the preservation of most of those taxes only, or the way they were treated before, only gives us 2 years of certainty. And that's one of the things that people are starting to talk about now is, even though those estate taxes plans were extended that were very good, you really are planning with only 2 years of knowledge, so you don't know what's going to happen after that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is very important, especially if you're talking about a trust, is if your trust is written and maybe you're a married couple with an AB trust, which is, you know, dependent on which spouse might pass before the other, this is the time to take a look at that trust because there are some things that can pass along to a beneficiary that could be rewritten with a higher limit on the taxation rules, up to $5 million, where before a single person might only have $1.3 million that they could inherit without having a hit on the taxes.
I'm dumb on these things. So when you start throwing numbers at me, my math weakness comes out. But what exactly do you mean by that? What is it that someone is exempt from on a federal estate tax? What's the amount up to, and what does that mean to them and their heirs?
And it will vary depending on how many beneficiaries and if the beneficiary is married or single.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most significant things is that there is a difference of between like $1.3 million and $5 million in potential inheritance without taxes if the beneficiary
I see. Yeah. So it really is significant. And unless Congress passes a new law that relates to the federal estate tax, right now it's been reinstated for this year at what, a $1 million maximum? Is that it?
I believe so. And I don't have all the numbers right in my head, but
yeah,
similar to what it was before, which mm-hmm. was great. We were all happy about it. but again, only 2 years of certainty. It does make it a little tough on planning because you've got 2 years of certainty, and after that, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
I see. Well, then Congress needs to do something, right,
yeah.
So we can get some more certainty. Any other issues related to trust issues and taxes that you want to talk about?
You know, the one other issue that I'll bring up that a lot of our clients bring up is when am I going to get my K-1? And that is the money that will pass along that is going to be taxed out of a business that you may own. And many people assume that January 31st is the date that you get everything. You get all your information from your W-2 earnings, et cetera, and that's just not the case for a K-1.
And a K-1 is shorthand for what specifically for an employee?
It is for the business owner.
I see, for the business owner.
Yeah,
okay.
And so the business made, let's say the business made money last year or didn't make money.
Right.
And maybe you've got it so that passes on in an LLC or whatever instrument you're using, but there are going to be taxes associated with that gain. Sometimes the business owner takes the income and sometimes they don't. But either way, there are going to be taxes associated with that if the business made money and it passes on to that individual.
I see. So the January 31st deadline is what
it
specifically
is? It is not the deadline for K-1s. And people are always thinking, I'll get everything, you know, the 1st of February. And to file your income taxes, your K-1 may not be ready until March. You know,
and that would be coming from whoever's
the CPA
for for the company.
Right.
I see. And the reason why is because it just takes them a lot of time to accumulate that data.
That's right.
Is that it?
That's right. And so you really want to wait for that document. Maybe you'll have everything else in a row and everything else ready, but to file your final taxes, you want to have that document in your hand.
I see. I got about a minute here, Kathy, before I need to go into another segment. Any last thoughts on tax-related issues and trust issues?
On, you know, the trust issue is really a planning issue, and I say this every time I visit with you, but it's really sitting down, looking at your entire holdings, and making decisions about what should go in trust. And you want to do that in concert with all your professionals, your attorney, your tax preparer, and somebody like us, Santa Fe Trust, that can carry that out for you.
And I think because this is, and you're pointing out how complicated this can be for people, and it's, you know, glassy-eyed kind of sort of understanding,
yeah.
I think for a lot of people, is that the point is that you should, I guess the message for the listeners today, and I'll repeat this later on as well, is you should consider calling Kathy and her colleagues at Santa Fe Trust to get a sort of a broad understanding of how trust can work for you in your own financial planning. Is that the bottom line?
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, people have different goals, and so it's hard to say one category
sure.
of result. But
one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work that way.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm of Shore, Yost & Patterson. Today, attorney Debbie Ramirez, in the first of a two-part commentary, speaks to some of the issues you need to consider when using trust for owning real estate. One benefit to owning real estate in a trust is that you can maintain a certain level of anonymity by having a trustee named as the property owner rather than yourself. Another more important benefit, and you talked about this, Kathy Robertson, a moment ago, is that using a trust can simplify or avoid probate administration with respect to property. Mate, and you talked about this, Kathy.